Okay, it's now 10:30, so we'll start. Welcome back, and welcome to those of you who weren't here yesterday. Just to remind you, we have two sessions today, which I characterized yesterday as being the first one, the Blue Riders' relations to diverse moments of the modern movement. So that will take place this morning. And then this afternoon is the Blue Riders' more recent legacies and possibly a consideration of its place today. So that's today. The first of these sessions, then, is going to be delivered. We have four speakers. The last of these, as we're running through the list in reverse order, is Colin Rhodes, who is Dean of Sydney College of Arts, the University of Sydney, and has published widely in the field, including influential text, Outsider Art from 2000, Primitivism in Modern Art, which I use all the time with my students. Prior to that is Annie Bourneuf, Assistant Professor of Art History, Theory and Criticism, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Who recently completed a dissertation on Paul Klee. Prior to that, Debbie Lewer, lecturer in art history at the University of Glasgow, a specialist in 20th century German art and published again widely in the field. But our first speaker is Graham Weinbrenn, who will be showing a film and will be speaking for just a few minutes to introduce the film. Graham is senior editor of the Millennium Film Journal, a member of the graduate faculty of the School of Visual Arts in New York. So without further ado, I hand over to Graham.
I am just going to speak for a few minutes because my film is 35 minutes long. It's really a thrill to be presenting it here. It looks better than it has anywhere else. And it's been shown quite a bit, so that's really great. So thank you for inviting me. I just thought I'd give you a little background of how I got here and who I am. Part of my practice over the last 30 years has been re-looking at artworks through the various lenses of contemporary technologies. It's one aspect of what I've been doing. And so about 5 years ago, the National Gallery of Art in Washington invited me to make a couple of short films about specific paintings in their collection. They gave me the run of the collection. It was really a thrill. I made one film about a Turner painting and one film about a Rubens painting. They show them on their website and are planning to install them at some point. And then after that, about, I guess, 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, the Guggenheim invited me to make a work for their Kandinsky retrospective. And I happened to be in London. I happened to be in this august institution. And they were showing some works from the Guggenheim collection, three paintings. I went and looked at them, having already accepted the commission. And I'm embarrassed to say, especially in this context, that I didn't get it. I couldn't find my way through these paintings. I couldn't find a way to see my way through them. Which, of course, is a problem since I'd accepted a commission to make works about them. So I had an idea that the solution would be to look at these works through other people's eyes. And you'll see how I did that. And this is a three-part movie. It looks at three separate paintings. They again gave me the run of their collection, and I went to their warehouse and looked at all of the Kandinsky paintings, which was, again, an incredible thrill. And I decided to look at three works from 1913, which, as you know, was a real turning year for Kandinsky. It was the year where he really committed to making abstract works. In 1911, he had said that abstraction is for ties and carpets. Guggenheim made a beautiful tie, actually, out of a Kandinsky painting. I wish I'd worn it, but I didn't. And of course, after working on this piece for a couple of years, I found my way into the Kandinsky paintings, which I really love right now. So one note, the technology that I used is a special kind of video playback technology that I developed in collaboration with a programmer, and it is for those of you to whom this means anything. It's a uncompressed full color playback technology. It plays just like cinema, and I have to bring a little box with me to play it with. So that's it. I hope you enjoy the film. As I said, it's about 35 minutes.